Finally today on The World, one more story about refugees and how music made all the difference for one exile from Syria, now in Germany, a country with an estimated 1 million Syrian war refugees.
My name is Milad Khawam. I'm from Damascus, Syria.
Milad is 23. He plays a trumpet. Daniel Estrin caught up with him in Berlin.
There are not that many trumpet players in Syria. Milad was one of them before he left. Milad's been playing trumpet since he was 10 years old. He grew up playing Tchaikovsky and Handel. He performed Middle Eastern music with Syria's National Orchestra. He also fell in love with the music of Miles Davis. And as the war in Syria raged around him, he recorded an album with a cellist friend. The album is called Kutub, which means poles, because Milad felt that making music in Syria was like making music on the North or South Pole, that no one in the world had any clue about his musical life.
All weeks we do concerts with orchestra, work. Yeah, but we are alone. Nobody know.
It took months for him and his friends to put together the album because of the war.
If you want to go, you have some bombs. Yeah, studio is closed. Yeah, you cannot play this. And just you go 30 minutes, record it and run to the home and la, it's a very hard time. The sound in the street, you can't make music like that.
6 months after he recorded the album, he said goodbye to his family and left Syria. He left his trumpet behind too. He didn't want anything to happen to it along the way. Late last year, he arrived in Turkey, paid a smuggler, boarded a boat, landed in Greece, then took buses and trains to Germany. He met some German musicians in Berlin, and they loaned him some trumpets. I asked Milad what he tries to express in his music.
When you... Oh my God. How I can say it?
He couldn't find the words. So he picked up his trumpet, closed his eyes, and improvised. His music takes sudden turns. It jumps between major and minor. He calls it his schizophrenia of feelings, that mix of emotions you get when you leave everything behind and start over.
You cannot stay sad or tired because you want to be happy, but you can't stay unhappy. You remember everything.
Milad's latest artistic project is called Exilistan, a collaboration of musicians and artists in exile. The project's music curator is Lubna Alami.
Yeah, a lot of people are leaving Damascus right now, and so we want to save the music.
And in the process, a rare ensemble was born. Lubna is the daughter of a Palestinian refugee. She brought an Israeli electronic music artist to the mix, Rawiya Sayag. And Milad's childhood friend, Maher El-Kadi, a violinist from Damascus, joined the project too.
He was the first Israeli guy I met in my whole life. And since we were small, you know, like we were taught that they are the bad people, no? And they were taught that we are the bad people. So I just discovered that, yeah, it's only illusion walls, no? Like we are humans and we are the same and it's about being good inside.
A few nights ago, they performed an electronic Middle Eastern music fusion at a Berlin venue. Milad welcomed the audience.
Let's have a nice night. Let's make some noise. Thank you. Yeah.
Milad raised his shiny trumpet to the microphone. Alongside him were members of what he calls his new musical family, Exilistan. For The World, Daniel Estrin, Berlin.
Powerful notes, speaking to a powerful experience. Trumpeter Milad Khawam and friends putting the wraps on today's show. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.